Mix 101.7, our Saturday morning huddle, continuing this morning now with Sioux Central coach Brandon Goodchild, whose team a win last night at Fort Dodge over St. Ed's 50-6. I'm not a mathematician here, Brandon, but it looks to me like you guys clinch a playoff berth with that victory last night.
Yeah, you know that's a good thing. Kids are pretty excited. The thing is, you know, we got to finish the season here, and I think they know that. So
yeah, and finishing the season with North Union in Week 9, but let's stay with Week 8 and your win last night. First of all, you got to make the trip. Secondly, how did you come out in the first half after that bus ride? You get prepped and ready for the kickoff, and how did things go for the Rebels in that first half?
Right, you know, we go down, it's about an hour and a half or hour and 20-minute trip, and you're always concerned going into games like this with something like that, never knowing what the outcome can come out, what kids can come out and play. But the first half, they did a nice job. Ben Hargens had two touchdowns in the first quarter, and then we had Jacob Gatsbury in the first quarter had a touchdown interception. Run back for a touchdown. So we were pretty aggressive, I guess, in the first quarter there. And in the second quarter also, we had Jacob Gatsbury there, had a pick six as well. Mm. So, they spread it around quite a bit and played as a team. And more importantly, I thought our defense stepped up and did a nice job.
So I'm assuming a 35-point game by half?
Yeah, it was 44-0 at half.
Well, allowed you to maybe get some more kids some PT in the second half then.
Right. You know, and young kids got in and reps definitely deserved.
You know, so now this victory, Sioux Central Rebels, you look at the district standings, I suppose you could gaze at that for a while, seeing your team in second place with a 5-1 district record and no let up. I mean, you guys got another game to prepare for and the season will continue after that. Talk about your preparation now as the Rebel football team moves forward.
Well, you know, I don't think we're going to take it any differently than we have all year. Not a whole lot of it has expected us to be in this position right now. And we've taken one game at a time, and then that's what we got to just continue with here because we got one game in the regular season to play. And fortunately, we're in the hunt to have another game after that. Mm-hmm. There, so.
Do you have any stats you can share, Coach, from last night as far as maybe team stats individually that you would care to share?
Yeah, we had, a couple of, like I said, Jacob Gatsbury had two interceptions for TDs, and Ben Hargens, he had a nice game in the backfield there. He had 22 carries with 174 yards with three TDs. And Preston Sampson defensively had a nice game with 9 total tackles, and we had a number of kids with tackles for losses, and those, you know, it was a team effort, so you'll really appreciate those type of games there when you have a full team doing a lot of things.
Absolutely, and I'm sure you appreciate their effort last night in a 50-6 win at Fort Dodge St. Ed's. Week 9, North Union the opponent. Coach Goodchild, thanks as always for joining us on our Coach's Show, and enjoy your weekend, all right?
Sounds good. Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. We'll visit again next week in the Saturday Morning Huddle with Sioux Central Coach Brandon Goodchild. Coming up next, you'll hear from Ridgeview coach Dale Tokheim, also Class A District 2 team, a little bit later. But on deck, we'll talk East Sac County football with Eric McCullough next in the Saturday Morning Huddle.